This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Political power is not a toy. It's not a trophy awarded to the winner of the debate club. Power is a game, but it's the game of kings. It's chess, not checkers. If you intend to play the game, you'd better come with a serious strategy and the will to win, because you can bet that the other side is playing for keeps. For too long, conservatives have engaged in politics as if it were professional football, something to watch for entertainment while sitting on the couch so you can complain about your team to the guys at work on Monday. But leftists understand that political power grants them the ability to reshape society, and while conservatives grumble at losing another playoff to the crosstown rivals, leftists are changing the rules of the game to ensure that they never lose again. Many conservative commentators directed their outrage at Donald Trump this week after he voiced his intention to maintain the position conservatives have argued for decades, that abortion law is an issue to be left with the states. After the stunning decision of the Supreme Court in 2022 to overturn the constitutional disaster area that was Roe v. Wade, the question of whether and how to restrict abortion returned to the states with mixed results. Conservatives who had expected the reassertion of federalism to usher in sweeping bans instead learned that public opinion had shifted significantly since 1973, when Roe was first decided. In many states, even conservative ones, restrictions proved unpopular. After watching their hard-fought victory stall out at the state level, many pro-life activists decided that federal action was the only solution. Trump's decision to embrace the Dobbs ruling as a victory and move on is all about winning the presidency again in November. Most Americans don't like the idea of federal restrictions on abortion. Not only is it unpopular, it's also a powerful motivator for the Democratic Party base to get out to vote. If you want to ensure voter turnout and donations for the left as never before, making abortion law the central issue of the election is the best way to do it. Many pro-life activists have decided that this is a matter of principle and that the electoral calculus should never factor into the decision of whether or not to put abortion front and center. I fully respect that dedication to principle on a very important issue, but ultimately, this is not a question of principle. It's a failure to understand the mechanics of political power. As the political theorist Curtis Yarvin explained on my show, conservatives have a nasty habit of acting like broke heroin addicts when it comes to political power. Conservatives aren't accustomed to having political power, even though they crave it, and the minute they get a hold of some, they want to blow it on the first political issue that comes to mind. In contrast, the left understands that political power is a currency, and the best thing to purchase with that currency is more power. A victory on an important issue may feel great, but that victory is often quickly undone if the opposition regains dominance. Securing power doesn't just ensure victory today, but it also ensures that the victory will be retained, and promises that additional wins will be easier to obtain in the future.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Let me ask you this. Did the Democrats campaign on open borders and trans kids in 2020? No. Did America end up getting open borders and trans kids anyway? You bet. Why? Well, because leftists understand that the most important thing was to secure their power first and to achieve their agenda second. And by the way, that didn't mean abandoning their progressive principles. In fact, the left got to implement far more of those principles simply by understanding that there's no substitute for victory. Hey guys, let me tell you about today's sponsor, Magic Spoon. Like a lot of you, I have fond memories of waking up at the crack of dawn, excited to watch all the Saturday morning cartoons. Now, Mom didn't want to wake up that early on Saturday. Who can blame her? And so that meant that we got to pour a bowl of our favorite cereal for breakfast. They tasted great, but of course they were full of sugar and not that healthy, which is why they were a treat. But now Magic Spoon has an alternative to the cereal that you loved that has zero sugar but still tastes great. Magic Spoon has reinvented your favorite childhood cereals to taste great, but now each serving contains 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 net grams of carbs per serving. It's a keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free way to relive those moments watching your favorite cartoons, and it's only 140 calories per serving. And now Magic Spoon has chewy, delicious treats for when you just want a snack. Chocolate peanut butter is my personal favorite, but they have all kinds of fun flavors like blueberry muffin, marshmallow, and double chocolate. So head to magicspoon.com/Oren to grab a custom bundle of cereal and try the magic for yourself. And don't forget to add their tasty treats to the order. Be sure to use the promo code Oren at checkout to save $5 off your order. So get your next delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/Oren and use the code Oren to save $5 off. The pro-life issue evokes passions for good reason, so let's consider another example that's less emotionally charged but no less relevant. Both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have recently announced the administration's intention to implement widespread student loan forgiveness. Biden made the same promise in 2022 to generate support during the midterm election before his illegal program was struck down by the Supreme Court. Not that that really matters. The votes were cast, the elections were won, and the Biden administration to this day regularly boasts of its dedication to skirting the court in any way possible. Will the Democrats deliver total student loan forgiveness? Maybe not. Probably not, but they understand that the issue is a winning one and their base doesn't care about how it gets done, only that it's getting done. While the older GOP voters love to mock college graduates with too much debt and tell them to get a real job, the loan crisis is a real one. Most decent jobs in the United States are now gated behind an expensive college degree, and young people who would have previously gotten married, had kids, and voted Republican now spend the down payment of their first house to attend a progressive seminary instead. Due to disparate impact standards and civil rights law, employers are basically mandated to use college degrees as their screening process for new hires. That means leftists created the market, controlled the ideology of the institutions, inflated the market, and now get to sell the solution back to their victims, all while casting conservatives as the heartless villains that want young people to live in debt slavery. Now, the right wants to argue the issue on the principles. What the Biden administration is doing is immoral and illegal. The Democrats are stealing money from the GOP base, who are less likely to have college debt, and using it to bribe the voters. But again, this argument on principle is a losing strategy. Student debt holders correctly understand that they're already stuck playing a rigged game, and they don't care if someone needs to break the rules to make things right. Instead of trying to appeal to the better nature of an administration that doesn't possess a better nature, the Republicans should offer an alternative solution that secures power for them in the future. To help alleviate the student debt crisis and gain power, the GOP should begin by levying a massive tax on university endowments. These institutions are almost uniformly leftist and are sitting on massive piles of cash, which they accumulated by robbing their students and abusing the tax code. Take the money and use it to pay off student loans in addition to removing all federal subsidies and making student debt dischargeable through bankruptcy. Strip out civil rights law and its disparate impact provisions so that employers can once again use simple aptitude or IQ tests to screen employees. This plan might not offer the immediate catharsis of debating woke college kids on the merit of their gender studies degrees, but it would fundamentally change the balance of power in the United States by removing the leftist monopoly on employment credentials. Look, Joe Biden is a sad joke, a mask that the regime wears to hide its face. But the people who actually run his administration have been a disaster for this country. The right can spin this electoral cycle focusing on issues that are both popular and secure additional power. Closing the borders is good for the country and increases the likelihood that the right will win elections. Reducing crime and incarcerating criminals is good for the country and increases the likelihood that the right will win elections. Solving the student debt crisis by destroying the university's stranglehold on employment is good for the country and increases the likelihood that the right will win elections. These issues may not offer the immediate catharsis that some activists seek, but by running and winning on these issues, the right gains power. And with power, far greater change is possible. Thanks for watching, guys. If you enjoyed this video, go ahead and click like. And if you haven't subscribed yet, now is a great time to do so. If you'd like to get these broadcasts as podcasts, make sure to go ahead and subscribe to The Orrin McIntyre Show on your favorite podcast platform. And when you do, leave a rating or review. It really helps with the algorithm magic. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter or Gab or Substack or Instagram, if you'd like to watch these videos on Rumble or Odyssey, the links to do all of that are down below in the description. And if you'd like to pre-order my upcoming book, The Total State, you can do that on Amazon. Of course, you can read all of my columns and watch all of my shows over at The Blaze. Thanks for watching, guys. And as always, I'll talk to you next time.